lead to the good she did? Well, Helen Keller said it this way: the most important day I remember in all my life is the one in which my teacher came to me. And just who was her teacher and what part did she play in Helen's life? Listen to this story. Ann Sullivan was born in 1866 to a poor immigrant Irish family living in Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. Ann's father was an alcoholic, and when she was just 8 years old, her mother contracted tuberculosis and she died. Within 2 years after her mother died, her father deserted them all and left them at the Massachusetts State Infirmary. Back then, there were no proper homes or institutions for deserted children, so the living conditions where Ann and her siblings lived were terrible. But she set herself to the task of looking after her younger, crippled brother in hopes that they would never be separated. But like his mother, the young boy also contracted tuberculosis, and he died in the infirmary. Ann had a terrible and tragic childhood. She had lost her brother, but on top of all that, she contracted an eye disease that scarred the tissues in her eyes and caused her to lose most of her sight. And almost blind herself, she lived in that state infirmary for 4 years until she was accepted to attend the Perkins School for the Blind. And in 1886, at the age of 20, Ann Sullivan graduated from that school as the class valedictorian. She had gone through so much pain and hardship and suffering in her 20 short years. Perhaps now she could begin a new life as a teacher. But little did she know that her most difficult task was ahead of her, to teach a student by the name of Helen Keller. Helen Keller was a terrible and incorrigible child, tormented by her own black and silent existence. She could neither see, nor hear, nor speak. She was 6 years old and uncontrollable. At first, Ann Sullivan could get nowhere with her new student. Helen did not understand the words Ann tried to teach her by signing those words in her hand. But Ann Sullivan refused to quit. She refused to give up. She could see the pain and torment on little Helen's face, the same pain and torment she had experienced. So with prayer and practice and perseverance, finally, one day, Helen Keller woke up and understood the word water. Ann had succeeded. And from that day on, Ann and Helen were inseparable. They worked and traveled and lived together as faithful friends until Ann Sullivan died in 1936. So the question is this: can good come from bad? Can a blessing come from terrible hardship and suffering? The answer is yes. But so many quit trying long before the blessing ever comes. Think about it. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Thanksgiving program after these messages. In His
time. Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. Jerry and I want to thank you for listening today. This may be your first time to hear Jerry tell these stories, or maybe you're one of his first listeners over 20 years ago. Either way, it is important to find stories about America and share these stories with others. Why? To encourage us all to do our own part and keep America as a good and great nation. It is so important that we use the special holidays in our America to remember, to honor, and to keep clear our vision for a better America. That's what this Thanksgiving program today is all about, not just to entertain us, but to use stories from the past to lead and direct us as we go forward.
And what's our job? To spread these stories that are being told with our families, our schools, our churches. So today, we have something special to offer. Kelly, what do we have for our listeners today?
We invite you to call our office at 817-995-6965. When you call, you can ask about today's special program offer Jerry and I have put together just for our listeners to help you and your family as we all work together and pray for our America. You can also go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. That number again, 817-995-6965, or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. Let's all do our own part, and let's get back to praying for America. Let's make today a special start, a day of prayer, a day of continuing to pray for our America. Our America is worth saving. God bless you all.
And just what should we be praying for in this Thanksgiving? A return back to God in America.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Welcome back to this special Thanksgiving program. Today we're talking about this idea of blessings. We heard the story of one man, Irving Berlin, who loved America so much and was so thankful for the life America had given him that he wrote a song asking for God to bless America. We heard the story of Anne Sullivan, the woman who worked to bring Helen Keller out of her dark and silent world, and how Anne Sullivan's terrible and tormented childhood actually led her to Helen Keller, who became a wonderful blessing to so many people all around the world. The impact of Helen Keller's life still lives on today, all because of Anne Sullivan. But here's a question. Is it possible for people in the midst of their hardship and suffering, is it possible for them to be a blessing? Well, think about it. Who are the people who inspire us most? Oh, we may have sports stars and celebrities we look up to, but truly the people who inspire us most are the people who, in the midst of their own hardships, do not quit. That's one reason we're so attracted to those first pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. They had everything going against them, but with God's help, they refused to quit. Yes, it is possible for a person to be a blessing in the midst of their hardship. If you've heard any of my past programs, you've heard me mention one job I took as a young man over 35 years ago now that so moved me that I have never forgotten. It was a job working for a church called Crusaders Chapel. Now, what made the church unique is that it was a church designed to minister to people with all forms of physical and mental ailments and hardships. The church was founded by a man who had been a college football player with a great career ahead of him until a tragic accident had paralyzed him from the neck down. But instead of letting his paralysis destroy his life, he decided to start a ministry, a church, where people with all sorts of handicaps could come and be ministered to. And when I agreed to take the job at that church, I thought that I would be ministering to those people. I was soon to find out that it would be them instead who would be ministering to me. I'll never forget the night I first came to Crusaders Chapel. I was pretty nervous. After all, there were so many suffering people. Some had ailments from birth, like muscular dystrophy. Others had been struck by polio and multiple sclerosis. Still others had been victims of accidents and violent crimes and wars. There was every form of suffering a person could imagine. So how would I act? How could I, in my own way, spread some little piece of joy and sunshine? Well, as I drove up to the church and stepped to the door, I took one big gulp and stepped inside. And when I did, I was taken back. No, I was shocked. They had moved all the chairs and obstacles to the sides of the church, and they were actually having wheelchair races. There was laughing and talking and fellowship and joy. And before that night was over, they had me in a wheelchair racing and joking and singing. It was absolutely amazing. Crusaders Chapel was a wonderful, joyous place. Now, that doesn't mean that there wasn't sadness, too. There were those who became sick and some that died. It wasn't that unusual for someone to have some difficulty actually during a church service. And, of course, there were dreams and aspirations they had that never came true. People who wanted, oh, so much to stand up and walk or to give a speech that others could actually understand their words. But they never allowed the hardships to overshadow their joy. And just what was the secret to their joy? Well, to them, it was no secret. It was a peace and assurance they had in their hearts, given to them by Jesus Christ. But there was something else very special that they had. They had learned to grow where they were planted. In other words, to accept their particular circumstance in life and to do the best to live through it. But most of all, to be a blessing and encouragement to someone else. I remember one young man. He was just 19. His name was Clayton. He had been a big boy, an athlete, but he'd been struck with such a severe case of multiple sclerosis that his widowed mother could not handle him. So he ended up in a rest home. And every Sunday, I would pick him up, wheel him into the church van, and take him to church. He could hardly speak, but he loved to sing in the choir, to mostly just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, as his disease continued to take its toll, he lost a lot of weight. One Sunday, as I picked him up from that rest home, they were working to get his trousers to stay up. I loaded him up into the van and we made our way to the church. When we got there, we were running late and the service was already starting. As I rushed to get him up the ramp in his wheelchair and into the church, Clayton began to slide down in that chair. He couldn't stay that way, so I put my arms under his arms and gave him a pull back up. But when I did, there was one big problem. When his body came up, his pants stayed down. And there he sat in that wheelchair, only in his underwear. What did Clayton do? He began to laugh. It was like a bad skit in an old vaudeville routine, and he could not stop laughing. Before I knew it, he had me busting up laughing too. Here Clayton was, with his trousers at his ankles. We couldn't go in, and all the people inside, and there we were, outside, and we couldn't stop laughing. Well, finally, I composed myself and tried to think of a solution. So I rushed back to the van, pulled out a blanket, and ran back to Clayton. I tucked that blanket around his waist and down under his feet to cover him up. Then we took a moment and made our entrance. But Clayton was not content to just sit in the congregation. He wanted to be wheeled up front to be in the choir. So I pushed him up there, and nobody noticed that his trousers were down. Well, in a few minutes, the choir sang their special music, and Clayton, in his own musical style, did his best to make his own joyful noise unto the Lord. But in the middle of that song, Clayton looked at me, and through his own disability, he managed to give me a wink. And he gave me something else that day, a wonderful blessing. Now, I don't know why there has to be heartache and hardship and suffering, but there's a part of me that wonders, are there some people so good, so strong, so courageous, so full of God's love and joy that they're picked for the most important job of all, to be a blessing? Thank you, Clayton, for being a blessing to me. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with some final thoughts after these messages. If you're enjoying this special holiday program today and you'd like to know how to get your own copy, you can visit my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. All of the information is right there. Or you can call our office at 817-995-6965 and someone will answer to help you. Or you may be thinking about getting today's order packet as a Christmas present for that special patriotic someone. And I can tell you that these programs do make great gifts. So if you'd like to know more about our work and to read some great stories, just go to my website at jerrystewartusa.com, and there are hundreds of great true stories of America right there, and they are all free for you to read and enjoy. Once again, thanks so much for listening, for supporting my programs, and thanks for being a great American. Now, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello and welcome back to this special Thanksgiving Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today is Thanksgiving, and truly here in America, we have so much to be thankful for. As a nation, as a people, we have been so blessed. But I must admit, for the first time in my life, I'm truly concerned as to just what will happen to our nation. Unlike any time I can ever remember, there's so much discord and fighting and disagreeing within our United States that, quite frankly, it doesn't feel like we're much united at all. And there are so many around the world who want to see us fail as a nation. Some hate us because we're a nation founded on a faith in God. Others don't like us because we seek to spread democracy around the world and they don't believe in freedom for all people. Now, as hard as all of that is to take, I can live with others not liking us. There will always be those who want to see you fall. But what concerns me most today is what's happening inside America. And what I'm about to say, some today may not want to hear, but it is true. It is simply and powerfully this. Our nation, America, is a nation founded on a faith and trust in Almighty God. And today, we need Him more than ever. Now, some would choose to leave God out of any story, but when you tell the story of America, you cannot. Look at the Pilgrims. They were a simple people, a small band of men, women, and children who had no particular skills as explorers or colonists. They were not survivalists, but they were the first successful colony here in America. But what did they have? They had God. When they left for America from Holland, they asked God, just like the song says, to stand beside them and guide them. It was no accident that the storms pushed their tiny ship north to uncharted lands. It was no coincidence that the place they finally landed had no hostile Indians. There was plenty of fresh water and good soil. It was no accident that the Indian Squanto came to them and literally saved them from dying. And the Pilgrims knew it. There was no doubt or questioning. You see, for the Pilgrims, it was clear and obvious. It was God Himself who was their strength, their shield, their provider. It was God who was their blessing. And all through the history of our nation, we have had some really dark times. But each time, as the days became the darkest, too dark many times for us to even know our way, as a nation, we turned to God, and He led us through that darkness. And the more I study history, the more clear this truth becomes. So, just what is the message today? A message of hope, a message of blessing, a message of warning. Let us not forget how we got here as a nation and who has been with us all the way. Let us realize that we need to continue to ask God for His special blessing, and we need to be a blessing to others, ourselves. Well, that's all the show for today. May you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Take some time today and be a blessing. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless America, and may God bless you.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, bridges between Michigan and Canada remained open on Wednesday afternoon following an explosion that left two people dead and shut down the Rainbow Bridge crossing near Niagara Falls in New York. On the Blue Water Bridge from Port Huron to Sarnia in Ontario, Canada, it was business as usual, but authorities said they were in touch with law enforcement, which oversees operations on the Blue Water Bridge and the International Bridge in Sault Ste. Marie in the Upper Peninsula. Online wait time times at the Blue Water Bridge showed about an hour wait yesterday afternoon to enter the U.S., a higher than average wait for this time of day, but could also be a longer wait because of holiday travel. The Ambassador Bridge showed only a 5-minute wait at the time. The state sends a reminder and a warning of online venison sales. Tim Ellis has this story.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has a reminder and warning for all consumers of venison. November 30th will mark the end of the state's firearm deer season, and immediately following the season, there is often an uptick of illegal venison sales through online marketplaces. Officials say many people assume food items sold online are from licensed and inspected companies, but this is not always the case. And before you buy any food, and at this time of year, particularly venison, make sure the food was processed at a facility licensed by the state. For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Ellis.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer called active service members with the Michigan Army National Guard to offer a special holiday greeting on Wednesday. The call was made to 2nd Battalion, 245th Aviation Regiment out of Lansing, 1st Battalion, 182nd Field Artillery Regiment out of Detroit, and 177th Military Police Brigade out of Taylor. They are all stationed in Cuba, Kuwait, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates. The governor wished them a happy Thanksgiving. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Why would you buy water in a bottle?